So we've created a project using the Vue CLI. Now it's time to take a look at the code that was scaffolded for us. Open up your project in Visual Studio Code. It's smart to set up VS Code to be able to work more easily with Vue SFCs and app dev in general using the CLI. And we recommend Vue Snippets by Sarah Drasner and Vitter. So make sure these extensions are installed. And you can find your extension panel here, and you can look for Vue Snippets and get the one by Sarah. Looks like this. And also look for Vitter, which is by PineWu, and that's Vue tooling for VS Code. So make sure that's installed as well. So you're all set with your extensions. And now let's take a look through the code. Let's open up package.json. Note that the CLI is a dependency, and you have some scripts here. You can serve your application using serve, and you can build it using build. So you are all ready to start application development. So let's open up main.js, which is in source folder, and it's right here in main.js. And this is a Vue 3 application, so you'll notice that we import create app from Vue, and then we leverage that right here in create app, and we mount the app in the div app. So where is that div? Well, it turns out that it is in public. If you take a look at index.html, you'll find that app div right here, and that is where all of the code is going to be injected. So let's go ahead and take a look now at our first SFC, and that is app view. This is your the very first SFC that's scaffolded. And you can see the three blocks here. There's template, script, and styles, a very typical SFC. There's also a folder called components, and here you'll find yet another SFC called Hello World. And Hello World is used in app view. You can see how it's imported and used right here with a little welcome message that's passed over in Hello World view. So these are two SFCs that are talking to each other. Now, if we would go ahead and run this app, let's see what happens. I'm going to open up a new terminal, and I'm going to go ahead and type npm run serve. And it's going to go ahead and use the Vue CLI to serve my application. And that was pretty quick. It's going to run on localhost 8080. So let me open up that. And you can see that it opened up in my Edge browser on localhost in port 8080. And this is the first app that was scaffolded by the CLI. And this is what a default Vue.js app looks like. So what we're going to do in the next couple videos is we're going to build up this app as a travel app. And we're going to talk a little bit about props and events and how it all works together to make a nice app built with Vue components. So stay tuned.